Good morning, Cash.
Hi, this is Nikki from Local Splash. How are you doing, Cash? Did I get your name right?
Yeah.
Cash, all right. So, yep, I'm actually calling regards to your scheduled line interview, and this call will take around 40 to 45 minutes. It's not so good time.
I've been waiting for 20.
Oh, I apologize for that. I actually just had some meeting to jump off. I really apologize. And thank you so much for making time for me right now. So this call may be monitored or recorded for quality assurance and training purposes. But first of all, Catch, I want to thank you for having Local Splash as your digital growth partner. So our goal for today's interview is to collect key insights about your business, your services, differentiators, and goals, so our team can drive the highest return for your investment. So first, we'll verify your business details. Second, we'll define the real revenue opportunities, the services, and keywords that matter. And lastly, I'll explain the Google Business Profile verification steps and outline our next actions together. And if ever you have any questions or clarifications, please do not hesitate to call me up and ask me, because I want to make sure that we will be able to set up your account perfectly with me, okay?
Yep, okay.
All right. So see here that you already signed the terms and conditions and you're done setting up the secret question with Ben. So I'm going to go ahead now and proceed with verifying the business details to ensure accuracy. So if you hear anything that is inaccurate, please let me know so I can make those corrections. So got it here, Catch. Your business name is called Install X. Is that correct?
Install X, yeah. It's an LLC.
Okay. Install X LLC, correct?
Yeah.
Or just only Install X?
No, it should be Install X LLC.
Gotcha. I'm going to go ahead and change it here. All right. Thank you so much for that. And the address that I have on here is 1023 Green Thicket Grove, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80924.
Yeah, I'm at Local Splash website, and it says it repeats it twice. 1033
Green Thicket Grove. Yeah, I actually see it also that way, but I'm going to have it changed by my team. So I confirmed the correct one. That's 1003 Green Thicket Grove, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80924 only, right?
Yes.
Okay. So let me also have them updated here. Apologize for that. There may be some glitches on that website. And is this a home address or an office location?
It's a home address.
Home address, I see. Are you licensed, insured, or have a business registration?
I have an LLC and I have liability insurance.
Okay. You have LLC and insurance. So when you register your business with the state, it doesn't require any license, correct?
No, because I fall under the handyman service. I don't build structurally.
Gotcha. All right. Let me just note that here. And are you open to publicly displaying your home address? Will Google have a rewards verified addresses with better local ranking? Like, are you okay to share your address online or do you want to hide it?
Well, I mean, personally, I don't really care other than it is my home address. I don't really know how to answer that. It's like, I've tried to hide it a long time ago, and it just sends up red flags in Google.
Mm-hmm.
I thought about getting, like, it's not a P.O. box, but, you know, like a UPS box.
Actually, if you're not comfortable of,
I don't really know how to answer that question, Nikki.
Okay. But if you're not comfortable having it shown or shared, I can go ahead and just continue hide it for you. Because I see that your Google Business Profile that is up and running, where you already added Business Manager, it was already hidden, right? I didn't see your business, your address on your Google Business Profile.
I would say yes, it's in there. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so let's go ahead and hide it for you. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't really care either way. It's just, you know, again, I don't know how to answer that, but it's like my Google business profile has always had some sort of red flag around it, and maybe that's it. I don't know.
Okay. Well, anyways, if there is anything red flag or anything that's happening in your account, our team will be able to help you throughout. But anyways, you see this already up and running. So let me see.
Okay. So my Google business account is legit, and because I, you know, even on your site, it's like every time I go into it, it comes up as, you know, your Google business portfolio or whatever it is. You know, got something wrong with it. I don't know what it is.
Oh, do you mean on your dashboard? When you tap on your dashboard?
Yeah.
Like, actually, it is maybe because we haven't set up, we are not done setting up your account yet. That's the reason why you're still seeing errors in your dashboard. But upon checking it here, I see that your Google Business profile is actually up and running. It has good reviews on it, 5-star with 10 Google reviews, so you don't have to worry about it, okay? And
okay,
you
yeah,
already
just verified. Verified and everything's good.
Yeah, so you already added as manager, so my team is already looking on that, and they will, of course, optimize the Google Business profile. Okay, thank you so much for that. And I just want to make sure, can you receive mail at this address?
Yeah.
Okay. And also, Catch, later in the call, I will be providing you with a call tracking number that your leads will contact you on. But for communications with Local Splash, can we still reach you on the primary phone number 719-429-2921?
Yeah, that's the only number I have.
Gotcha. And I just want to make sure that I got your correct email address. That's installx6@gmail.com.
Correct.
All right. So I see that you already have an existing website, correct?
Yes.
Okay. I'm actually pulling up right now. And I just want to confirm that I got your correct domain name. That's installxrenovations.com.
Correct.
Okay. So that leads me to my next question for you, Catch. Would you like us to go ahead and promote your website as is, or do you want us to create a new design that can maximize your book jobs?
Well, I mean, right before I signed on with you, I had my website optimized and keywords and 5 different places and all that stuff. I mean, yeah, supposedly, I mean, it was just done, and it was going to take 24 to 48 hours to put it up online, the new website.
Okay.
So I'm checking it right now to see if it looks different. It doesn't. So
basically you want us to promote it as is?
No, I mean, it should change. I need to make a call, I guess. Because it looks like the old website and not the new one.
Okay.
And
okay, you have a different team who creates your own version of website?
Yes. Yeah. So they're Triumph. And before that was Ranking Geeks, who actually built the website on WordPress, and then they weren't really doing anything with it, and then I switched over to Triumph. And they, I guess, for lack of a better word, remodeled it and did some, lack of a better word, some engineering in the background to make it, you know, a better optimized website for Google to find. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yep. So actually, I can offer you if you want our team to apply my site or for your domain name. Would you like us to create a new layout for you, or do you want your website team to continue working on your site? What do you think?
It was kind of I want you guys to do it. I want you guys to like go in there and check that it's all good and make. And make sure that, you know, somebody has done their job.
Okay. And I just want to make sure, Catch, do you own the domain? Like, they have access to your domain. Sounds great. Okay, if you want us to create a new layout, so that means to say, we will apply our design, our my site, we call it my site. And for us to be able to do that, we need you to provide us your domain credentials, so I can send you an email where you can respond with the domain credentials, so our team can work on a new layout for your website. So we can only make edits or changes if you will apply our layout. Okay, so that means to say we will be changing your site. Are you okay with that, or do you want to think about it? Check with your other website team first. Just
let me give me a chance to think about that. I mean, is this a free service, or am I paying for it?
Yeah, there's no additional cost for this if you want us to create my site for you. Mm-hmm.
What is my site? I don't.
This is the design. This is what our design is called.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, yep, I'll know.
I'm gonna say yes. I'm gonna say yes. I just don't know people.
Or if you want us to create a new layout for you, I will let our website team know. So that means to say we'll be changing it. Uh-huh. What do you think?
I don't care if it's changed. I just want it to work.
Okay.
You know, I need somebody to put it all together and get it up on page one. You know, when somebody says, handyman near me in my service area that, you know, you guys have. So, that's what I need.
Okay. So, let me send you an email that says, credentials needed to apply my site. And you will provide us your URL, where they have your URL, the name of the company hosting your domain, username, and the password. So, you can respond to the email. And with regards to the website that my team will create, I'm going to ask you a few questions for this, okay? So, let me see. Yeah. For your website, Catch, what colors do you want on your website? Like brand colors?
I don't understand. What colors?
Your website right now, you're using the red and black colors. You're going to keep the same, or do you want to change the colors?
I don't mind how the website looks, so yeah, I'm going to say keep it all the same.
Okay. So it's red and black and white. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and note that. And what are your top 3 to 6 services that you want to feature on your homepage?
What are the top 3 services?
Yeah, top 3 services.
It's home renovation, bathroom renovations, kitchen renovations, and then interior renovations.
So we have home renovations, bathroom renovations, kitchen renovations, and interior renovations.
Well, they're all the same.
But you mentioned earlier that you do handyman services.
I do, yeah. In the sense of, you know, I'll come in and, you know, put a new kitchen sink in with faucets. To me, that falls underneath handyman. It's,
okay.
You know.
So how about this? I'm going to have it here, handyman services, and add the other services that you mentioned, home renovations, bathroom, kitchen, interior renovations. Would that work for you?
Yes.
Okay, so let me go ahead and add it here. And do you have any special offers, deals, or promotions that you want on your website?
I mean, I do free estimates, and yeah, that's all. I mean, right now, I mean, am I giving 10% off in the next month? No.
Okay, just few estimates for now. And do you have reviews outside of Google that you would like to be displayed on your site?
Yeah, there's lots. I mean, there's ones on Yelp. There's Home Advisor. I have my own personal reviews that, you know, the Google one, I guess that's what you're talking about.
Okay, so you, as you actually see, you have reviews in your Google Business Profile, so outside from Google, so we can add from Yelp and Angie, correct?
Yes.
All right, so let me have that, and let me see, do you have any videos or pictures that you specifically want to be represented in your site?
I do. It's, you know, I need better pictures is the thing, and then I'm in the process of trying to get those pictures, but, you know, I keep asking and nobody sends them to me, so.
Actually, we also highly suggest that you provide us pictures of good quality catch, because our team really want to work with pictures of good quality, because if not, we'll be using AI stock photos, AI or stock photos, just to make sure that the photos are of good quality. Okay.
Yeah, and that's the thing, you know, it's just, I never quite, sometimes I don't see the end of the project, you know what I'm saying? It's like I have a couple, I built a Hobbit house and, you know, $1.8 million Adobe home up in Crestone where I lived for 4 years. And it's like, I got pictures, but they're not great pictures. So the builder that I worked with, because I was a master carpenter, you know, it's like he owes me pictures. But so hopefully this weekend I'm going up there and, you know, basically you're going to get those pictures.
Gotcha.
So I have high quality pictures because they were taken by a professional. So.
All right. Sounds good. So I see that you're already checking on the dashboard, as you had mentioned earlier. So if you do have time, and if you can upload photos on the dashboard, that would be very helpful for my team to check. Okay?
Okay, so this, where do I upload this?
Okay, so on your dashboard, you should see business info. So when you tap on the bottom business info, it will route you to the media. So when you scroll down, when you tap on business info, you will see location information, there's keywords, content, and when you scroll down, there's media where you can upload a logo, cover photos, business photos, and business videos, and even the business documents.
Okay, I'm trying to find that. Okay, media, logo.
Yeah.
Okay. Cover photo. What's the cover photo, like the first thing that you see on the website?
The cover photo, yep, I will have to check that if my team will use the cover photo, the first thing you will see on the website. You can let us know then if that's what you want. They can upload a cover photo, yep. And I also encourage becoming jobs soon. If you have new jobs soon and if you have photos, keep on uploading so we can use it for the optimization.
Right.
All right. And would you like to include a gallery of before and after photos or videos on your site?
Of course, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that is a good idea.
Yeah, I'm not the best at it, but I do try, like the before and after. My problem is a lot of the rooms that I work in are very small, so it's hard to get quality photos.
Okay, that's all right. Our team, my team will try to work on that. And let me just note it here that we will have a gallery of before and after photos. And also, Catch, would you like to enable online payments on your site?
No.
Okay.
No, I work, I do that through my bank.
Okay, so we can skip this. And would you like your customers to be able to book directly on your site?
I want it to go through my site and onto my phone in the sense of a text or an email.
Okay, for this, Catch, for booking on your site, your customers will be able to book for a time on the calendar, and you will receive a notification with the details, and you will confirm the appointment, and you will also receive an email with the booking request details. Are we going to work on that, or do you want to skip that part?
Yeah, I mean, the ultimate goal would be to have a calendar out there that, you know, it got a bunch of openings and closings, in a sense, and even having the ability to block out certain dates, you know, so I can go on vacation.
All right.
I mean, that would be great.
Yep.
And give the customer an idea, like, okay, he's open in August. I need 3 weeks worth of work for this guy. So, I mean, that would be great if you can pull that off.
The good thing about booking is you will confirm the appointment. So when you receive a notification with the details, you will confirm the appointment. So we can go ahead and enable this on your site, right? So let's do that. And are there any special features that you would like to add in your site? For example, AI chat widget.
No, I really don't like those chatbots.
Okay, so we can skip this for now. And are there any websites that you like, Catch, and from competitors or any other websites that you check, and what do you like about them? And maybe we can use this as a reference.
I couldn't answer that question right now. I'm not much of a website guy.
So if you don't have any
the internet,
any website preference, that's okay. Anyways, you will check how your website looks like, and if you have any questions or any revisions to your site,
I think the most important thing for a website is that it's just clean and to the point, and people can get on there, see some work, you know, understand what I do, which is, you know, basically small, fine projects in a timely manner, and book an appointment and be done with it. I truly believe the age of websites, you know, it's not 1998. It's like I need to get on there and book this guy and know that, you know, he's going to contact me within an hour and, you know, be done with it. That's it.
Gotcha. So you want something clean, efficient, professional looking, and something easy to navigate?
Yes. Okay. And have it all work, you know, like contact us, and it directs the customer to, you know, an email, or they have them text me. I'm not trying to be nationwide. I want to concentrate in, you know, Colorado Springs in a 30-mile radius. That's it.
Yep. Okay. So contact us, the rest customers, to your email or send you a text or call?
I prefer text because I'm on a ladder, I have a paintbrush, I have a, you know, some tool in my hand, and I don't need my phone ringing off the hook. I get enough spam as it is. So it's like once I just need a little ding telling me that there's a message, and I will, you know, I get back to them and tell them I can meet them at 4 o'clock on Thursday. You know, that's it.
Gotcha. All right, I'll leave it here. And do you want to show any certifications, affiliations, or partner logos on your site?
No. I don't have a builder's license for the state of Colorado. I don't need one because I just do, you know, remodel work. So I don't,
Is there anything specific that you want to see on your website that we haven't covered?
I want the customer to go there, see some work, hopefully get, you know, inspired in the sense of, wow, he does great work, and like I need to, you know, I need to talk to this guy. That's it.
All right. And actually, Cash, if you would like to have a deeper conversation about your site layout or some advanced features, I can book you a call with our website team, specifically with a design specialist. Would you like me to book you a call with them, or do you want to check your website first? What do you want?
Well, okay. Nikki, one of the problems is that, you know, I've gone from Ranking Geeks to, you know, you guys to Triumph to Voice Search Local to, you know, I mean, there's all kinds of things that have been done to my SEO Google thing. And it's like, I don't know how to check it if it's working or not. So.
Okay. How about this? Do you want to check how your website looks like first? And if you have any concerns, and if you want to discuss with our website team, you can let us know?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So thank you so much for answering the questions for the website. And now let's set up your call tracking, which is included in your package to follow Google's best practices for growth. So we provide a unique local number, Cash, that redirects instantly to your main line. So your daily workflow stays exactly the same. This tool tracks every lead and filters out spam, giving us the insights needed to see which services are driving your revenue. You can easily access these call reports directly in the local Splash app using your primary phone number as your username. So let me just go ahead and pull up your phone number, the call tracking number that my team set up for you. Let me know, Cash, if you're okay with this phone number so we can finalize it, okay? So the one that they got for you, they have this 719-223-0677. Are you okay with this?
That sounds good. Okay. I've actually had that number
the
last few years before, so...
Okay, so let's have this phone number, and anyways, after we end this call, I will do a test call to this call tracking number to make sure that it works perfectly fine. Okay, and also, would you like to elevate your customer's first impression of your business with a professional voice meeting? We do have a one-time fee of $19 for this, and we'll record and implement a brand quality greeting in your calls. You can request updates to your greeting at any time. So before you hear a ring on your end, your potential customers will hear this. Hi, thank you for calling InstallX LLC. We look forward to serving you. Please press 1 if you are a new customer, or press 2 if you are an existing customer. So the $19 one-time payment, Cash, will be for the professional recording. We can use a sample provided, or if you would like to have your own message to be recorded, then our team can record it for you. Are you interested in adding this to your subscription?
It sounds like I have to.
I
mean, what else is it going to say?
Okay. So for the $19 one-time payment, you can choose between a female voice and a male voice, and you can always ask for changes anytime for just a one-time fee. So for example, if you want us to use a sample provided for now, we can have that, and if later on you wanted to have your own message to be recorded, then our team can work with that. Are you interested, or you want to think about it?
Yes, okay.
So let's work on that. What do you want to do? Do you want a female voice or a male voice?
Male.
Male. Okay, let's work with a male voice. And are we going to use the sample provided for now, or do you want to record your own message? Do you want us to record message?
I would have to say Is there a pre-recorded one that just says, hey, thanks for calling InstallX. Please text me or email me at these numbers. That's all about what it needs to say, and I'll get back to you.
Okay, so basically this is they will hear this before your phone rings, before you receive some calls.
Okay.
So you want us, you also want this before it reaches to your voicemail? Is that what you meant?
Yeah, because I'm on a ladder with a paintbrush in my hand.
So, okay.
Somebody needs to answer the phone.
Mm-hmm. Or how about we'll add, if I can't answer the phone, you can text me and email me. That kind of template.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Exactly. That's, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Please text me and email me if I will not be able to answer. Does that
yeah.
sound okay?
I mean, that's not to brush them off, you know, not to be rude or anything, but it's, I mean, yeah, give me 15 minutes and I'll call you back.
Oh, you can also send, oh, like, what do you want? Like, give me 15 minutes and I will call you back. In that, or would you like to send okay. me your, the message that you want us to record?
I prefer to talk to my customers within a timely manner. It's just, I have to like clean my hands and mm-hmm. you know, it's a messy job that I do, so.
Okay, so you want to put it here. If I will not be able to answer, please give me 15 minutes to reach back.
Yes, sounds great.
Mm-hmm. All right, I'll note that here. Okay, and also, are you familiar with Google Workspace? Because I see that you have your domain name, so I just want to know if you heard of the Google Workspace.
I've heard of it. I don't know what it is.
Okay, so Google Workspace Catch allows you to run your professional email, calendar, and documents in your own domain. So you have your own domain name, that's installxrenovations.com, and with Google Workspace,
oh.
you can have an email that would match your domain for instant credibility. I think you've already seen emails like that. Like, for example,
yeah,
email.
I think I had that before when I first started the whole installxrenovations.com.
Mm.
It sounds, to me, it's like a little complicated. Again, I don't have a lot of time just to sit down in front of a computer
mm-hmm.
and run my business from a desk. I would say no. It's like I need my customer to be able to leave a message or hear a message saying that, you know, leave me your number and I will get back to you in 15 minutes.
Gotcha. All right. I'll note it here. Mm-hmm. Okay. So let's just keep the Google Workspace. That seems complicated for you, but actually it will build immediate trust with prospects and enable your team to stay organized with cloud storage and secure file sharing and collaborative tools. And if ever you'll hear about it again, and if you'd be interested, we do have it here in Local Splash that we operate at $19 per month per user. Okay? So
yeah.
We can skip that for now. So now, Catch, we're going to identify your most valuable service keywords. So these are the terms that will connect you with ideal clients looking to hire now. So my research here, oh, you mentioned earlier that you do provide handyman services, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So what is the number one service that you want to win? Like, which services are most profitable and which jobs do you want more of?
What I want to do is bathroom renovations, kitchen renovations, you know, remodel in the sense of, you know, some people just want a new bedroom, want a room painted. You know, it's a tricky, slippery slope on which way this can go. It's like the handyman services. People think handyman services, you know, is everything. Interior, exterior, whatever. I don't get on tall ladders. I don't clean gutters. So, yeah. Interior renovation services. no carpet.
Okay. So let me just note that.
So it's, I'm not trying to, like, you know, pigeonhole myself into kitchen or bathrooms. It's, you know, you need a new closet. You want to swap out your doors for new doors, you know? You want to change all your hardware on your kitchen cabinets.
Okay. So let me ask you, Catch, do you want it to be found first with a keyword remodels or like remodeling contractor?
Yes.
Okay. Actually, I pulled up some top performing industry keywords for you under remodeling contractor. Let me go ahead and read it. And let me know if you want to change or add any, because we optimize for all relevant service, but your main focus should be ranking and budget priorities. You will get an email with your personalized keyword strategy, just if you want to make updates, okay?
Okay.
So I've got here for you, Couch. We have remodeling contractor, remodeler, kitchen remodeling, bathroom remodeling, home remodeling, basement remodeling, remodeling company, room additions, home renovations, remodeling services, whole home remodeling, residential remodeling contractor, commercial remodeling services, kitchen renovation,
okay.
Bathroom.
You can take off the commercial remodeling.
Mm-hmm. Commercial
and you can
remodeling.
Take off the home addition.
Okay.
Remodeling.
Room addition and.
Yeah, because that tells me that you're going to need a permit with the county and pouring foundations and stuff. That's not what I do. Not right now.
Okay. So we have here residential. Am I going to take out also residential remodeling contractor or no?
Residential remodeling contractor. It's interior residential remodeling contractor.
All right.
Yeah, it's a thin line in the sand where what I can do. And even when it comes to insurance, it's like, no, I don't work on outsides of homes. And, I don't, you know, change the footprint of your home. I mean,
so
if it's a deck, so, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So,
do you understand? I mean, I know you're not in the business, but it's one requires a license, one doesn't.
Okay. Yep. So I, right, that's why I'm confirming the keywords that works best for you. So we're gonna add this, interior residential remodeling contractor. Or just interior remodeling contractor. Or just take out the residential. Would that work for you?
It's the contractor part. I mean,
or how about just interior remodeling?
Yeah, there you
okay.
go.
Let's work with interior remodeling. And we also have here kitchen renovation, bathroom renovation, basement finishing. We have garage conversion services, attic remodeling, and custom home remodeling. Are you okay with all these keywords?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
They're all about the same thing. It's just how you pronounce it.
Okay. And let me see. You also mentioned earlier about handyman services. Are we going to add that keyword?
I'm going to say no, just because of what I said before. I don't want people thinking that I'm going to clean their gutters and do stupid stuff, which I'm just not going to do. So, no.
All right, so let's work with this best keywords from remodeling contractor. So aside from this, Catch, are there any other services related to your business that I have not mentioned that you would like to add?
Custom carpentry.
Mm-hmm.
Custom closets.
Mm-hmm.
Cabinetry.
Mm-hmm.
plastering.
Mm-hmm.
Interior plastering, it should be, not exterior.
Yeah. All right.
Installations.
Right. So what's going to be for the installation? Do you have any specific...
Well, you know, somebody buys a Murphy bed, which is a bed that folds up onto a wall, you know, they need somebody to come and put it together. So, installations, what do they call it? It's, you know, furniture assembly, I would say.
Yeah. Are we going to have it here, furniture installations or furniture assembly? We can add both.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Again, it kind of falls underneath the handyman service thing, but there's 15 other things under the handyman service, which I don't want to do.
Okay. Anyways, so, I'm adding the specific keywords for you.
Yeah.
Okay.
New door installations, mm-hmm. Existing door installation, I don't know what the right word would be. Yeah, a lot of people want to swap outdoors. Yeah, you'd have to run your AI thing through that one, figure out what the keyword is.
Okay, for the existing door installation?
Yeah, they're like, you know, it's a 1950s home and they want to refresh it and not necessarily take out the old jamb, but at the same time put a new door in there that's a three panel. You know, I'd have to think about that one, what the keywords, or you can Google it.
Yep, I'm actually trying to check it here. Or do you want to do door replacement installation?
There you go. I like that one.
Yeah. Okay. Door replacement. Let's work with that. So do you have any other, do you have any other service you want to add?
Well, I mean, baseboard.
For baseboard, is it going to be installations also?
Yeah, it's kind of like the door, you know, people want a new engineered floor in their kitchen. So, you know, once you say engineered floor, then you're going to come in and tear off the baseboards, put the floor down and buy new baseboards and put it back. You understand the process there? It's like,
okay.
So baseboards, new flooring, door installations, they all kind of work the same. And then right after that, you're going to paint a wall because you got to patch it.
Okay. Okay, so let's just do a simple keyword like baseboard installation for this?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have any other keywords or service that you want to add, or are you okay with this for now?
Just flooring would be a big one.
Mm-hmm. Flooring installation also?
Yeah. Tile would be another one.
Tile work or like tile installation specifically?
Well, it's just a key word when you remodel a bathroom. 60% of the time, you're going to be putting tile down.
Okay.
So, tile insulation.
Circuit tile insulation.
Yeah. Custom. I think I already said this. Custom cabinets.
Yep, we already have that here.
Yeah. Hardware is another one.
Hardware.
It's, you know, hardware in the sense of swapping out door handles, cabinet pulls, cabinets, rejuvenation, another Google search down that one. People have old cabinets.
Mm-hmm.
They want to fresh them up a little bit, make them look new, but they don't necessarily want to tear out their kitchen to do it.
So you want to do cabinet rejuvenation?
There you go. Yeah, you got all the good words.
Okay. And for the hardware swapping, are we going to do, let me check that here. Is that going to be like door hardware replacement?
Yep.
Okay. Okay, you're okay with these keywords for now?
Yes.
Okay. Anyways, Cash, you will receive an email with all the keywords that we just went over. So if you want to go ahead and change any keywords from the list, or if you want to add more, please respond to the email so that we can make the proper adjustments, okay?
Yep.
All right. So now, just a few quick questions so we can differentiate your brand and fuel your digital marketing strategy. So my question for you is, can you tell me anything unique about your business or anything that sets you apart from your competitors?
Yeah, it's I pride myself on being, what's the key word here? Small, fine projects. Like, I'm just a one man person right now. I do want to hire some people, but at the same time, I'm just not going to throw bodies at it. It's like you're going to get a high quality service at a reasonable price, and small fine projects. It says it on my website. It's like, your friendly, trusted service. Go ahead. Go ahead.
And I may add something that is helpful with the business around your area. You mentioned earlier that you do offer free estimates, right?
Yes.
Okay. Is this a family-owned business?
No, it's just me.
Okay. But this is locally owned and operated, correct?
Oh, yes.
Gotcha. All right. And I do see the one that you have, you mentioned earlier, so I see it on the website. I think we can use this as your mission statement.
Yeah.
And you have it here. Our goal is to transform your vision into reality with attention to detail and care. So attention to detail, that is also very helpful. With years of experience, you bring expertise, dedication, and professionalism to every task. So this is going to be helpful for your mission statement.
Yeah.
Okay. And do you have a tagline?
Go ahead. I don't mean to interrupt. Go ahead. But a slogan is, it says on my website, your space reinvented, or your space perfected is what it says.
It's your space. Let me see it here. The one that I see when I pull up your website, it says, build to protect, design to last. Is this not going to be the one that we are using?
Build to protect, design to last. I think somebody just came up with that, to tell you the truth.
Okay, so you do have some on your cards. Can you provide it to me again?
Yeah.
I know that tagline.
Yeah. Your space protected is what it says on my card.
Your space protected. Okay.
Yeah. It.
Nice.
Same
it's
time.
Really
sometimes good. I say your home perfected. Right.
So your space perfected.
Your space protected. Perfected.
Perfected, right?
Perfected. Yeah.
Okay. Your space perfected. Okay. Nice. It's easy to remember. Okay. And how many years have you been in business?
32 years.
32 years. So you started this around 1994?
Well, I've been in business for 32 years. InstallX is, just another company.
Okay. So how many years has it been?
1.5 years.
1.5 years. And how many years of experience do you have?
32, 33.
So. Okay. So that's 32 years of experience, but the business started 24.
I mean, 24. I just wasn't incorporated when I, you know, started the whole idea. I don't know if that matters or not. I mean, I'm sure it does, but, you know.
Okay, so I'll note it here. And you mentioned earlier that you're a one-man shop, right?
Well, you're going to get a personal experience from InstallX.
Gotcha.
So.
Oh, I'm going to add that to something that sets you apart from your competitors, a personal experience.
Yeah, you're going to get a personal experience, you know.
And let me see. Do you work with residential, commercial, or both?
Residential.
Just residential only. So I'll take out commercial here. And I just want to confirm, Catch, that I got here correct hours of operations. It says from Mondays through Fridays is 8 to 5.
Yes.
Okay. How about Saturdays and Sundays? Are you closed or do you do by appointments?
I tend to leave the Saturday and Sunday let's not put that on there. If you know, the customer only has a Saturday morning that we can talk, you know, because of work and kids and, you know, soccer mom stuff, I'll go and talk to them. But I don't want to be open 7 days a week, 24 hours a day.
Okay, so
also, people spam and suspected spam. If I put on there 6 to 8 p.m., they will just start calling me at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Yep.
So
let's see. How about, let's just Monday through Fridays is 8 to 5 and Saturdays by appointment. Do you want me to put it that way and close on Sunday?
Yeah. There you go. Yeah.
Okay. And what types of payment do you accept?
Pretty much all types of payments. I have a card reader.
Mm-hmm.
So MasterCard, Visa, those kinds of things. Debit, credit card, Zelle. What's the other one that I don't use very often?
Venmo?
Yeah, Venmo. But, Zelle, you know, most Venmo. Of those people, they take a lot of money, so.
Okay. Do you do also checks and cash?
Oh, yeah. Who doesn't?
Okay.
Yeah.
So we have here checks, cash, Venmo, Zelle. We have here cards, correct?
Yeah.
So now that we have your business information, we do have two options for you, Catch. So the first option is we will optimize your presence for quality leads from tech channels like Google, Facebook, and Yelp for no extra cost. And this is the best option that we offer. The second option is we can list your company on an expanded set of 100-plus directories, but I don't recommend you the second option because blanketing 100 of directories can open you to spam calls and waste the time. So you'll appear everywhere, but not always to the right audience. So which one?
No, I totally agree. I mean, I want people to be able to find me on Google, Bing, whatever it is, and call me directly. And I want to leave out the middleman in the sense of Yelp, Thumbtack, Angie. So,
okay, so let's work with the first option.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the first option, yeah. Don't throw me through the walls, Nikki, please.
Yes, let's work with the first options. Okay. And now let's cover your Google Business Profile, Catch, a key asset for booking a high-value job. So, yep, I see here that your business is located in Colorado Springs, Colorado. So, which service areas or specific cities or zip codes would you like to dominate? Again, I would like to give my suggestions because, of course, I wanted you to have a better ranking on your Google Business Profile. And for you to have a better ranking, it is very helpful if you focus on a maximum of 5 cities or 5 zip codes that is under 2 hours driving distance of your base. Do you think we could work on that?
Again, my website should be optimized for 5 different cities. And off the top of my head, it's Castle Rock.
Let me add Castle Rock here.
Castle Rock. I have the zip code if you want them.
Yeah, I can add just Castle Rock. What else?
Yeah. Okay, because there's 3 there. Peyton.
We have Peyton.
Monument. Peyton. P-E-T-O-N. Monument.
Got it here.
Colorado Springs.
Colorado,
Again, you have to understand it's a very large place. Colorado Springs, Manitou Springs, I think are the 5. Yeah.
Okay, so I haven't added the last one yet. So I have Castle Rock, Beaton, Monument, Colorado Springs for the last one, so I can pull it up.
Manitou.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for that. All right, and you do know that you have a Google Business Profile, right?
Yeah. I don't know if it's. I keep getting reports that there's something wrong with it, but I'm gonna leave that into your hands. Make sure it's right.
We already added this as managers, so our team will check on that. And I just want to make sure. Okay. All right. So my team already checked that you have already successfully added this as manager.
Yeah.
Thank you for that. And I think you received an email from us that says, actually, dead pictures needed for Google verification, correct?
Yeah. Where do I put those? I have 90% of the information. I'm going back to the hub here.
So, okay.
I see something called business documents all the way down at the bottom.
That's where you can upload the photos.
I can upload. And what about, like, you guys wanted the LLC corporation paper, my EIN. Do I add that to that as well?
Yep, you can add it there. So if ever my team, you mentioned earlier, right, that Google keeps on notifying you and we can work on that. So it's very helpful if you have already those on file, so we can appeal with Google right away. Anyways, if there's anything that Google will be asking more, we will let you know. I mean, our Google team will try to reach out to you.
Yeah, which is one of the reasons I wanted to work with you, because it seems to be the thing with Google.
Yep, actually, Google is very strict, and they keep on checking the account, and if they see a little, you know, changes on your Google Business Profile, they will tend to, you know, take you down or suspend you. That's why I really wanted to have your files already on the dashboard or already have it on, so if our team can send them documents to appeal, we can work on it right away. But if there's any changes or things that we need more, we will let you know. So that's
it. Okay, sounds great.
Yep. And also, Catch, one growth feature that we offer is the weekly Google profile post to keep you front and center in local search. So you will be able to preview and update this anytime in your dashboard. So would you like us to activate this for your business? Of course, with no extra cost.
It's pretty much essential, right?
Yes. I highly suggest that you opt into this. Anyway, this is going to be very helpful for the optimization of your Google Business Profile. So if ever you don't like what we do on a weekly basis, you can always edit or delete it through your dashboard. Okay?
Right.
Okay.
So I'm kind of taking this as a, you know, I need to take pictures and create some sort of content for you. And if I don't, you guys are going to AI generate something for me.
Yes. Yeah. That was, we're going to use that for placeholders. So if you can provide some good photos soon, we can update that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And also, let's talk about Yelp. Do you currently have a Yelp page? So you mentioned earlier that you do. Okay.
Yeah. I tried Yelp out. Of course, mm-hmm. I get the, you know, I got to start the page. So it's out there. Yeah. Yeah, I do.
Okay. So if you do have a Yelp page, we advise to keep managing your current reviews and content directly. But if you would like it to be optimized, we will need admin access. Would you like our team to optimize your Yelp profile for a better lead flow?
For sure.
Okay, so I'm going to send you an email where you need, where you'll add this as admin so we can optimize. Okay?
Sounds great.
So let me just note it here. And let's talk about Facebook business page. I see that you do have an existing Facebook business page. Let me just check.
It's brand new.
Okay. That may be the reason why I can pull it up. Okay.
It's cash install ads.
All right. And do you, you do have access to it, right? Because you mentioned that you just newly created that.
Yeah, it auto-generated a password for me, which I don't know what it is, but I got to go back in and put a,
Okay. So actually, let me just note that you do already have a Facebook page, and we will need admin access so we can optimize your Facebook business page. So for this catch, I will send you a secure one-click link to grant us partner access. So it typically takes 1 to 2 minutes. So once added, we will optimize your Facebook page. It is important to have consistent information. So please do not make any changes to your name, address, and phone information without letting us know. So I do also see here, Catch, that you have Facebook ads as part of your subscription, correct? So I'm going to send you an email that says, grant us access to your Facebook business page to get your ads running. Now, we do hope that you would be able to add us on your Facebook business page as soon as possible. If you can do it on the weekends or later, that would be very helpful so we can work on a correct timeline for your Facebook ads. Okay?
Okay. Yep.
All right. So let me just send you the email real quick so you can have it on your end. All right. And let's talk about your Facebook ads. So for your Facebook ads, would you like to send specific images or messaging for your ad campaign, or would you like to have our creative team handle this?
I don't know. I mean, I think it's better that you guys do it because you know what you're doing. I don't.
Mm-hmm. All right, yep, we can have a creative team handle this, but will you be sending photos? You mentioned that you will have photos on the weekends.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to note that. And there are 3 lead response methods for your Facebook ads. We have this form sale, calls, and Facebook Messenger. So with Facebook, and you can only choose one for this catch, okay? So with Facebook form sale, your potential customers will fill in a form on your Facebook ad. The information will be sent to you via email and SMS in real time, and we recommend reaching out to the potential customers as soon as possible, and these leads will also be accessible on your client dashboard under the Leads tab. The other options are calls or Facebook Messenger, but what we recommend is the form fill because it will give you better tracking, better quality leads, and ensures no opportunities are missed. Also, most of our clients running successful campaigns are using form fill. So which one would you like to use?
The latter one. Form fill.
Okay. Yep, form fill. Because you mentioned earlier that you'd rather receive SMS, right? So I think this works best for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So let's work with the form fill. Okay, and I see here, Cash, that you don't have Google Ads in your subscription. Will Google Ads allow you to dominate page search results, putting your business at the top of Google? Exactly when your prospects look for your services? You only pay for true demand when someone clicks. And investing here can quickly accelerate book jobs and revenue. If you'd be interested in getting started, we have a $300 campaign to maximize results, and you can always add this anytime. Okay?
Okay. Yeah. Understand.
All right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And our team is available Monday through Friday, that is 7 a.m. to 4 Pacific. Is there a specific day or window that works best for you for check-ins, or shall we reach out if needed?
You know, for me, it's first thing in the morning, 8 o'clock, to get business done, and then I'm out the door to build stuff. So either that or 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Okay, so you'd prefer either 8 a.m. your time or 4 p.m. your time?
Yes.
Okay. And do you have a logo? Let me see. You
I do
have...
Yeah.
On your website?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep,
and I hope you can also upload the logo in the dashboard. Okay?
Yep. Yep. I just needed to know where it needed to go. I didn't find that the other day, so.
Sounds good. Yeah. All right. And now you will see several important emails from us soon, Catch. So first, review your keywords list, the one that we just discussed earlier, and let us know if you want to add or adjust. Just reply to the message. And if you have the photos, videos, or logo, send them directly or upload them to your dashboard or app. So we use only high quality, as I have mentioned earlier, we use only high quality, copyright safe images. So if your submissions are low resolution, we will add industry stock photos as placeholders that you can revise at any time. So just want to make sure, do you approve of the use of stock photos or AI generated images?
I do. I just don't want something cheesy.
Okay. So, yep, our team really works with professional photos, like professional AI stock photos and AI-generated images. And your client dashboard login, which you've been already navigating, thank you so much for doing that, can be used to track calls, leads, search visibility, and company progress from anywhere on any device. And let's talk about the time frame and what to expect. So your online campaign will launch in phases. Your ads will be live in 7 to 14 days, depending on documentation needed. So I ask you to add us as soon as possible to your Facebook business page so we can work on that. Your directories and Google business profile will be optimized in parallel. So you should see meaningful results within 45 to 60 days. So please check your dashboard for real-time updates, because your growth is monitored daily, and we will meet regularly to review and refine the strategy. And as your business becomes more visible, you may get calls, even texts from scammers or competitors claiming to work for Google or offering unnecessary services for a fee. So if ever you're in doubt, forward those to us immediately and never pay for additional listings or services unless it's directly through Local Splash, okay?
Yeah, and also we have a word, right?
Yeah. And also, yeah, anyways, you do have your security question that we can always ask anytime. Okay. And to confirm, do we have your authorization to process the one-time fee of $19 for the professional recording and charge the card that we haven't filed today?
Yep.
Okay. And of course, Catch, we want to schedule your first campaign review in 3 weeks to go over your early results and next steps. So what day and time would work best for you, so I can send you a calendar invite as a reminder. So 3 weeks from now, let me just pull up my calendar real quick. 3 weeks from now, that's going to be the same day, Friday. Are you okay with the 3rd of April, or do you have any other day that you would like to schedule?
I gotta get my own. I'm gonna say. Sure, just as long as it's 8 o'clock in the morning.
Okay.
Mountain time.
Okay, so that's 7 a.m. Pacific.
Yep.
Okay, so let me go ahead here and add that's April 3rd at 8 a.m. Mountain time. Well, under Wave Catch, I will add you to the calendar invite, so you will receive a reminder when we will call, okay?
Yep.
Alrighty. And as I have mentioned earlier, I will do a test call to your call tracking number to make sure that it works perfectly fine. It's good to see if you will be able to answer your first call on the tracking number, but please note that that call will show up as a lead in your dashboard. However, since I'm not actually a real prospective customer for you, it will display as a not valid lead, but you will still be able to review and play it, okay?
Okay, so that's going to go to my dashboard and then to my phone as well?
Yep, it will go to the dashboard. Yep. And have you already downloaded the local Splash app or not yet?
I think, I'm not sure if it's on my phone, but I will check.
Okay, so when you already download... Okay, when you're already done downloading, you just have to log in using your primary phone number. It will send you a one-time passcode, okay?
Okay.
All right. And this wraps up on onboarding. Thank you so much, Catch, for investing your time. Your engagement sets you up for meaningful growth with Local Splash. But do you have any questions or concerns that I can help you out?
My questions and my concerns is that I'm just looking for one platform to manage the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. The dashboard?
And the dashboard, but like the website and, you know, the SEO business and this and that, and I can actually see that stuff is being done. So, do you understand?
Yeah, the thing about the dashboard, Kat, is what I had mentioned earlier, you will see the progress in your account. So anything that happens in your account, you can pull it up here on the dashboard, so you will know your leads coming. So if ever you missed some leads, you can always get back to your dashboard and check for the possible leads, and you can call them back anytime. That's the good thing about the tracking.
Yeah, no, that's what brought me to Local Splash, is that, you know, there is an actual dashboard for, you know, that I can check out.
Yes, that is very, that's a very big advantage of the business for the, like yours. And, yeah, aside from that, do you have any concerns, questions?
My only concern is I just want it to work. So,
Yep, and since we are in this, I just wanted to remind you, Catch, I am sending you the email, so that will also set as a reminder of what we need from you. So as I'm checking right now, we sent you the email that we need for pictures for verification, which you will be working on later on uploading. And also, please add us as admin to your Facebook business page so we can work on that. And the other one is the credentials that we need for your domain name so we can, our website team can work on your website. Okay?
Okay. Can I ask one question? Am I able to set up another, like, install X7 and you can just send me what you need on that only instead of it going to install X, which has got bajillions worth of stuff? Is that possible?
What do you mean, install another install X profile?
Just to have a web, an email address for basically you guys only. So when I go there, I know that I got to do this. In other words, you know,
like, what do you mean, wanting to have a different domain name?
No. Just an email that has, then I can just put solely on you guys. So instead of install X, I just want to say it's install X7, you know, and you guys just send me that directly using that email only. That way, when I actually click on it, I don't get lost within the myriad of, the 50 emails that I'm going to get today.
Okay. So this is what's going to be. It is, let me see, Catch. So you will provide us a different email, right? So
just for you.
Yeah.
Is that possible?
Yeah, it's okay. You can let us, we can update a different email here on our end, but
okay.
Please know, since this is going to be the email where we will be working, it means to say, if you will be receiving leads through email, it will also be sent through that email.
Well, that's not a
bad
thing.
Okay?
I mean, yeah, because I'm looking at Install X6 right now, and it's like, it's Andy, it's Facebook. It's,
oh, yes, of course.
It's overwhelming sometimes, and it gets
that's
lost.
It's actually a good idea. So you can create a new email for that, and once you're done creating the Install X7 instead of Install X6, then let us know. You can send us a text message or give us a call back so we can update the ATMR end. For now, I cannot update that since it wasn't created yet, so I don't want to...
Yeah.
I want to make sure that the one that you'll be sending or will we be working on is the one that is already existing, okay?
Yeah, no, that's fine.
All right.
It's something that came to my head. How do I simplify my life?
That is actually a very good idea. Mm-hmm. Okay. And also, Catch, in 5 to 7 days, do you have any other questions or concerns?
Nope, that's it. Thank you.
Okay. And also in 5 to 7 days, please review the information submitted via email and SMS. If anything is not accurate or needs updating, please reach out right away and we'll adjust it. And our support line is 877-635-6225. We are open from 7 a.m. to 4 Pacific. That's Monday through Friday. We're also available by email, SMS, or chat. So please feel free to call us back because we are here to help. If we can't answer right away, we'll return your call the same day or the next business day. So please watch your email and text for a status update and expect a follow-up call in a few weeks to review campaign momentum and opportunities. Thank you again, Catch, for having Local Splash as your digital growth partner. We look forward in helping you take the lead in your market. But then again, before I let you go, is there anything else that I can assist you?
No, I'm just on the call tracking phone number 0677. So call preview, just hit search phone on Google Manager.
Okay, so for this, after we end the call, I will do a test call with this call tracking to make sure that it works fine for you, that it will end to the call, the phone number that ends with 2921. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, so, yep. Everything set now. Thank you so much for your time. So I will do a test call later. Thank you, Cash.
Okay.
Enjoy the rest of the day. Bye-bye.